Boys and girls, as you look round you, you know, all the big people you see were either once a wee girl or a wee boy. That's hard for you to imagine, but that's true. Some of us, it's much longer ago than others. But there's some of us past the boy and girl stage. But when I was a little boy, although some people mightn't believe this, I did go to school. And I remember something happening to me at school that I've never really forgotten. It was supposed to be a special day because we were going to the swimming pool. And we did head off in the special bus and we did go to the swimming pool. And I was foolish enough to take a wee walk round the pool after I had got undressed and I was in my swimming trunks and all. And I was standing looking in at the deep end. Just looking in. Idly standing by. When unasked for, somebody encouraged me into the pool. Just a push. And then I went. And I was at the deep end. And I couldn't swim. I wasn't very happy, I tell you. I bounced up and down in the water. And I was panicking. Everybody maybe didn't know it, but I was. But eventually somebody noticed that I was panicking and that I couldn't swim. And as I stood there in the water, I could see a long arm or a hand out over the edge for me to grip. And I tell you, I gripped it. And it pulled me into the side and then helped me up the steps. And there I was, safe and sound. Now, when I got to that length, I looked at who pulled me out. And I don't know if your school is one of these. There's supposed to be less of them now than there was then. But the fellow that pulled me out was a school bully boy. He bullied everybody else. He was one of those fellows that feared nobody. And although he didn't wear boxing gloves, he always seemed to be ready to box. That's who pulled me out. But you know something? From that day, he became my best friend. Boy, it was worth it. It was nearly worth drowning to have the bully boy as your best friend. Because ever after, all you heard was, don't be touching Scott, because he's Tommy's friend. And Tommy and I became firm friends from when we were in primary school right through to a left school at about 15 or 16, whatever age it was, maybe 14 even. I don't know where Tommy is today. At one stage he went to Australia. I don't know if he ever came back. Lost touch. But for those few years, he was my best friend. And I became, as it were, very courageous once he became my best friend. And I walked around the school as if I owned it because of who he was. And nobody ever touched me because of Tommy. What a friend he was. We got to the point where we shared almost everything. What I got, I shared with him, and vice versa. It wasn't too long after that I met another friend. He's been with me ever since. And he's even a better friend than Tommy ever was. You call him Jesus Christ. One night, in Ballyhackamore Gospel Hall, just as a boy, I trusted him as my Savior. He's been with me all down through those years. We used to sing a little chorus, the best friend to have is Jesus, and it's true. The Bible talks about a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, I never had a brother in the flesh. I have two sisters, one older, one younger. Never had a brother. You'd know to look at me, wouldn't you? I was squashed in between two girls, wouldn't you? No, I never had a brother, but the Lord Jesus has been much more than that to me. One who has satisfied my heart. One who has become not just my Savior, but my Shepherd. One who leads me through life. I talked to him this morning before I left that big town of Cook. Before I left home, I talked with him. I asked him to be with me today. You cannot see him, sure you cannot. And yet the Bible teaches me that we walk by faith and not by sight. So when I woke up this morning and woke up in the manse and thought about the day that lay ahead of me, I just said, Lord, I need thee today. That's the sort of Savior we have. A Savior who goes with us, boys and girls. A Savior who gives us strength when we need it. Who encourages us day by day to walk with him. Maybe you have trusted him. Maybe you do know him as your Savior. Maybe there's a bigger person here or a smaller person who doesn't know him. 10 minutes to 12 just now, he can become your Savior. Just a matter of reminding you today that you are a sinner and that Jesus died for sinners and for us to confess our sin and trust him, and he gives us that wonderful gift of eternal life. No, Peter once got into trouble, big trouble, for not walking close to him. Maybe today there's a little boy or girl, or even a bigger person, and you do know the Savior, but you're walking afar from him. Why not come close this morning? Why not come nearer? Do you remember Peter, who did walk afar off when the Lord restored him? He said to him, "Do you love me, Peter?" That's what it's all about. Any love in your heart for the Savior? For that love will keep you close. You want to be close to the one whom you love. And if you love Jesus, you'll want to be close to him. Sometimes I would like to rediscover Tommy if he's still alive. But I may never do that. But I don't need to rediscover Jesus. For he's ever with me. You know what he promised? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Therefore we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What a help to have. May the Lord bless the boys and girls. If you don't know him as Savior, you can get to know him this very morning.